Good morning, Christ Center. It's Thursday, October 30th, and we are in week 8 of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we're going to be reading Mark 14, 32 to 42. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 14:32. Then they came to a place named Gethsemane, and he told his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. He said to them, "I am deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and stay awake." He went a little further, fell to the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Then he came and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Couldn't you stay awake 1 hour? Stay awake and pray, so that you won't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once again he went away and prayed, saying the same thing. And again he came and found them sleeping because they could not keep their eyes open. They did not know what to say to him. Then he came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the time has come. See, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let's go. See, my betrayer is near."
Thank you, Uli. We're here also with Joshua. This is an intense passage. Intense. We see Jesus is deeply distressed and troubled, deeply grieved to the point of death. The disciples deeply tired. And then Jesus saying, "It's time. The betrayer's come." What are you seeing here, Joshua?
I think that we're seeing the humanity of Jesus and the humanity of the disciples. He's the Son of Man, so he's fully human and fully God, and he's coming to the culmination of what he came to do. But, I mean, look at the week coming up to this. How much sleep has he had this week? What does it feel like to have the sins of the world coming upon you, all past, present, and future, as a human, knowing that you're going to go and be crucified? In a parallel passage, it says that Jesus sweated blood. And I can't remember, what's the name of that?
Hematidrosis.
You're under such duress and stress that the capillaries in your skin begin to burst. And as you're sweating, then you are actually sweating blood. So he is emotionally and physically and spiritually depressed to the point that he is grieved to the point of death. And imagine for the disciples, they're seeing the man who walked on water, raised the dead, healed blind eyes, multiplied the loaves and the fishes, outwitted every Sadducee, Pharisee, detractor, Herodian, what have you. And now he's there sweating blood and crying out to his Father, "If it's possible, God, anything's possible for you. Can we do something else?"
Yeah.
And so I think that what I think is important for us to recognize here is Jesus being completely obedient and vulnerable to the Father and crying out for help to be able to fulfill the mission and what he's done in the midst of the absolute limitation that every one of us in our humanity, in our flesh, because he was truly a person just like us. Mm-hmm. He was praying to God, "I need you to strengthen me in order for me to be able to do this." And so there's something here for both what he's willing to pay because he loves us and he wants to redeem the world, but also what it cost him.
So seeing Jesus pray, "Lord, can you take this away? Is there another way? Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." To pray that prayer and that kind of brokenness is so powerful. And it's also, I think it's a model for us too. "Lord, can you do this thing? Can you please do this thing? Can you please heal my, whatever, like, you know, heal my mother, my wife? Lord, to give us a breakthrough. Please, please. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you.
Yeah, it also reminds me of a personal story of my mother, you know, that I really wanted to see a miracle happening. But, you know, it also brought me to a place where I am not God. I don't make the final decision, you know. I worship a God that is God and God alone. I worship a God that is gracious, that gives, that takes away. I worship a God that loves unconditionally. So how much trust do I have in Him? How much trust do I give Him? How much trust do I allow Him to have over my life? You know, so we can say it in simple words that God, you are God and you're God alone, but practicing that, putting that, implementing that, God, I fully trust you. You know, yeah. I mean, if Jesus uses those words, not my will, but yours, oh God,
yeah.
Who am I not to use those words? You know, why don't I submit my understanding of God is God? You know, I have no rights. I lay down my rights before the great I am. And I ask Him, God, not mine, but yours be done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's powerful, Uli. That's powerful. To see, again, the human Jesus. Mm. He really was fully human. He was the Son of Man. Mm. And even though in His identity He was also God, He came to the Father and said, not my will, but yours. Yeah, if Jesus was willing to lay down His rights and His desires, how much more for us?
Yeah. So we just need to be reminded that we live in a world that can get messy. We live in a world that is difficult and all that. That's why we need God every day of our lives. Like Joshua said, he sweat blood. You know, he was stressed. He already went through so much stress the previous week and he's seeing what's coming. So more stress has been added. And I'm just thinking about the disciples, the three guys that Jesus took along. You know, they were so tired, so weary, and He just needed a buddy to pray with Him. He just needed His friends to pray with Him, to stand with Him, and they failed Him in that moment. And I'm just like, oh my word, Lord Jesus, even though I fail you so much, you still show grace.
I heard a phrase recently that's just been ministering to my soul, and that is that God is not frustrated with our limitations. That this is part of our humanity. And so even in this, as these disciples are clearly running into their limitations, what's the author want us to see? The humanity of Jesus and the humanity of the disciples. This is how it went.
Yeah.
And yet God kept going.
Yeah.
The Father brought about His will. And in a parallel gospel, we know that the angels did come.
Yeah,
and comfort
that's right.
Jesus and strengthen Him to be able to do it. So the Father said, yes, it will be my will. You are going to go to the cross, but here's the strength to be able to do it. And I think that's for us right now. Let's remember that Jesus had to pray through, and we're the same way.
Yeah,
we need to pray through until God gives that comfort and grace. And it does happen. It's a tangible thing where there's just enough strength to go ahead and do what God is asking, and we can't do it without Him.
He's not holding against us. If Jesus needed to pray because He had human flesh and needed divine help in that moment, He's not holding it against us for being human.
Yeah.
And I think this is the problem. We look, have you ever talked to someone and every time they say human, I had a friend who used to say that, every time you talked about her humanity, it was always sinful humanity. It was always like, almost like dirty humanity or something. And if this shows us anything, it shows us, yeah, is humanity weak? Yes, but this is also beautiful. Jesus Himself took on humanity and He recognized His need. Mm-hmm. And it's not a sin to have needs, to need the Father to strengthen us.
Yeah, that should speak volumes to us that we need Jesus. We need God. Our own strength isn't enough. We could not.
That's right.
Yeah.
Joshua, can you pray us out?
Father, thank you that when you first created all things, you said it's good. And when you created us, you said it is very good. And you've not changed your mind. So Lord, we thank you for our limitations. And we thank you for giving us the gift of limitations, the gift of needing you. Thank you for that. Lord, we ask for your help today. Be strong where we're weak and help us to have the grace to walk alongside you in what you're doing in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.